This is a meeting of the Pacifica Affiliate Task Force on, what is the date? It's June the 7th, 2012. And I'm going to ask our secretary, Teresa, to do a roll call.
All right. Chandra Hopman is excused. Is Cynthia Johnson on? No. Kim Kaufman?
Present.
Thank you. Ankine Agassian is going to be on in about 15 minutes. Lawrence Reyes? Not hearing anything. Brenda Medina? Not hearing anything. Teresa Allen's present. Jessica Polinar? Luke Jones?
Here.
Joseph Kay? Not hearing anything. John Brinkley's excused. Campbell Johnson will be on later, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Heather Gray? Afia Wangaza? Not hearing anything. Adina Colbert?
Here, present.
And Ursula Rudenberg?
Here.
Is there anyone on the call whose name I didn't call? All right. Madam Chair.
Thank you. I hope everyone received a copy of the agenda. Did everyone get a copy of the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. So are there any objections to the agenda, any additions? Or do we have an approval of the agenda? I'm just going to ask if there are any objections, actually.
This is Teresa. I move that we approve this agenda.
Yeah.
All right.
I second.
Thank you. Okay. So the next item on the agenda actually is the minutes. I hope everybody got the minutes as well. We sent them out a few times. Teresa has just been wonderful about sending these out. So are there any comments about the minutes, or could we also have a motion to approve the minutes as well? If everyone would like a moment to look at them, if you haven't already.
I move that we approve the minutes from, I think it's April 30th.
May the 3rd. The minutes are from May the 3rd.
Sorry.
All right. So I guess we'll ask for a second. Is there a second for approval of the minutes or any objections for approval? Let's recall you all in the task force, we don't necessarily use Robert's rule, so I'm just going to ask for objections.
That's better, Heather, because we're all on mute, and then we have to, like, fumble to unmute, you know, just to say yes, you know.
All right, okay. All right, so I'm going to assume that we have approved these minutes, and I want to thank Teresa for her work on the minutes, of course. So the next item on the agenda is a report from Ursula. So, Ursula, I've given you 20 minutes here, so please tell us what's been happening with you, with the
okay. Hold on, let me take. To a large extent, a lot of the action has been in areas that might seem kind of dry to most of you. It's a lot of administrative. We're doing a lot of administrative catch-up now that Chris is working with me. Chris is turning out to actually be a really good person to work with and is very fast and efficient, and so we're just trying to get our administration a little bit more up to speed. we've been continuing to collect contracts and fees that haven't been paid by affiliates or sent in. I've asked that some of the procedures in this coming year be changed so that the contracts come directly to our office first, so that we're just wasting a lot of time chasing down contracts because we don't actually see the contracts here. They go to Berkeley, and so we're just going to improve the system so it gets a little bit sharper. We also have put a lot of the information online and are working with the Berkeley office to use the online documents so that everybody has updated information. So we're just kind of trying to, you know, get into the present in terms of in information management. We have been, like I said last week, we're still working on establishing audio part managers so that it's so that part is really clear between us. Chris has been making a profile of all the shows that have regular syndication in AudioPort so that we get a complete profile of who is using the AudioPort for regular syndication so that now we can work through them and speak with each group individually who are misusing the AudioPort in some way so that people begin to use it correctly. We've been doing an analysis of how people are misusing the AudioPort. And one result will be that we'll talk with everybody to get them on board. Number two, we're going to be able to make a best practices document out of it now that we have a pretty good idea of what mistakes people make. And at the end, we'll be able to make an updated directory of the shows so that when people want to see what's in AudioPort, it'll be easy to find at civicanetwork.org. We did get ownership back of our Facebook page, which had kind of gone astray, and are now posting to it regularly, and we've friended a whole bunch of other stations, and so we're starting to connect with a lot of the stations through Facebook, and this is will also a lot of news comes through that way. So Heather, I've asked Chris that when something gets posted that is seems to be of relevance to the newsletter, that he will let you know. So it's just another way of getting news from the affiliates.
That's wonderful.
We're also working with Twitter to get access again to our Twitter account. Somebody has our Twitter account, and we have no idea who that person is. And so we're trying to get it back. And we haven't managed yet, but it seems like we'll be able to do that eventually. You have to work with Twitter and establish that you're the organization that owns that name. We are working.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
So you were Twittering and then something happened?
No, somebody started a Twitter account under Pacifica Network, and we don't know who that person is. They're not using it, so it doesn't seem to be of any relevance to them, and we have no idea who that person is. They in no way represent Pacifica Network, so we just have to establish with Twitter that we, you know, rightfully can have access to that account. And then we're starting a pretty large job of overhauling PacificaNetwork.org so that, for one thing, it can accommodate the kind of work we want to do with the newsletter. And it'll be much easier to put information onto the website. And so that those people here on the task force that want to post news to the website can, and those who don't have to, but the website will be more friendly towards that. I did complete what I think is a final version of the portal project that I feel is good enough to send out to funders. And if any of you are interested in that, I'm certainly willing to share that with you. I've shared it with Arlene and with Heather and anybody else who's interested. I'm happy to send it to you. There was a little crisis with FSRN. They were threatening to shut down because we're not meeting payroll, and for the time being, that crisis seems to have been forestalled, according to Arlene. At least at this point, Pacifica is working with them to make sure that doesn't happen. But it does kind of, you know, raise concerns about just needing to look at funding sources in the future for FSRN from Pacifica. And this is one of the reasons I want to do the Portal Project, is to create more income to help pay for national program services, since they're so central to the affiliates program. FSRN and Democracy Now! Are still really basically fundamentally pillars to the affiliates program, and so the issue of paying for national services is an important issue. I'll be going to the NFCB. I'll be going to Houston in next Tuesday, and we will have an affiliates meeting. If you have any requests for that meeting, let me know. Usually what we do is we have some updates from Pacifica. We give an award to some people at the meeting because we want to celebrate community radio and our network. And then the rest of the time, really, the affiliates ask whatever questions they want. And it's usually just a really great time for people who really, really like each other to come together and connect around being, around the work we do as a network, which is pretty phenomenal. And
Ursula, who are we giving awards to this year?
Well, this isn't, I don't want to scoop the meeting, but basically,
you can tell us afterwards.
Yeah, I will say one of them, I want to give an award to Teresa because Teresa, we're going to be on Teresa's home turf, and Teresa has never, most people don't know the story of the role Teresa has played both at Pacifica and especially in the affiliates program, and I figured since we're in her territory, we really should recognize Teresa as an elder, of Pacifica. I don't think most people know this, but Teresa went to jail for Pacifica. She really did. So I just think this is a great opportunity to...
I think it's fantastic. Congratulations, yeah. Teresa. Thanks for all your great work. I'm sorry I'm not going to be there when you get this award.
And so it's a good opportunity also to provide a little historical education to many people who don't go back that far with the affiliates program, and to understand what sacrifices were made to have what we have today. And the other award will go to a news director of an affiliate station who has had very heavy burden of news this year, as two nights ago witnessed again. So you can kind of put that together.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a timely award also in terms of, acknowledging heroes in areas that are feeling a lot of pain right now. So, that's the extent of my report right now. Some of the other activities are covered in the, in the rest of the agenda. So I would rather just stop here and see if there's any questions, and if not, keep things moving.
Any questions for Ursula?
Did you talk about the survey, or did I miss that?
We're going into the survey. It's the next item on the agenda, actually.
Okay.
I was wondering, Ursula, before we go, if people are not aware, could you tell us a little bit about Chris and his title, actually? I know you were talking some about Mark, but...
Okay, Chris was hired about 2 months ago, and he works 3 days a week, and I don't think he works a full 8 hours, but he works, I think, 18 hours a week, and his title is technical coordination for the affiliates program, and he basically does a lot of the technical work for me. Chris is a young man. He's probably 24 or so, and he's a rock and roller. He's in a very hot rock and roll band, not indie music band here in Ames, and actually is part of a very successful concert booking and event recording company called Maximum Ames. Very hot young company who would be a good example of one of the many people we would partner with if we did the portal, in terms of people doing innovative new projects, exciting ethical businesses. So that's Chris. He's a musician, but he's also a very, very good IT person and a good administrator. So he does... Basically, he put together the survey that we're going to be looking at. he's teaching me how to be responsible with Facebook. He's teaching me to use it. He's basically really done really wonders in terms of connecting through Facebook with our affiliates. And so he's really teaching me about social media, and he's pretty good at figuring out how to update the website. So he's just very, very useful. He's a great guy, and happy to speak with anybody that wants to speak with him. So if any of you want to meet him, please feel free to call. He works Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday until 3 o'clock Central
Time. And so his title is technical what?
Technical coordination for the affiliates program.
So he's the technical coordinator.
Yeah.
And what is his last name?
Ling, L-Y-N-G.
And it's C-H-R-I-S?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks so much, Ursula. So the next item on the agenda is actually old business, and so we want to be updated on the survey. We've all been talking about this for a little while, and I want everybody to know that we are making some progress here, which is a good thing. So, Ursula, do you want to update us on that then?
Well, how many did any of you see the email that was sent out to the listserv giving a link to the survey? Did anybody see that?
Yeah,
I went into the survey just to see it, and I didn't want to fill anything out, and it wouldn't let me continue without filling anything out. So
yeah, you could. You know what you can do is you just have to, on the second page where it asks for a station, all it wants is a station name.
Right.
So you can just put in K test or W test or something, and we'll just delete it. You know.
Okay.
Hi, this is Campbell on the call.
Hi, Campbell.
Sorry it took you so long.
Okay.
So did anybody else see it?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, sorry, Campbell.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Okay. Did you go to the did you get an email from the listserv?
I guess not.
No, I didn't.
Oh. Okay.
So I was kind of wondering what was going on with that.
It came through the affiliate committee.
How long
ago?
Today.
Today?
No.
Today.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you missed others, there were others prior to this, but she sent out another one today.
Okay, I've gotten several things today, the minutes, the draft.
Says affiliate task force survey.
The survey thing, yeah.
Okay. And there's a link right there.
Yeah. Which is, that survey is quite different from what we had previously. This is, I guess, have you all discussed the survey yet?
That's on the agenda now.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Don't let me upset the agenda.
All right.
Where are we on the agenda?
Doing.
I beg your pardon?
We're talking about the survey is what we're doing. So.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So do you want to make some comments about the survey?
Well, I guess the first thing is it's a lot more succinct than what we had previously. And then I was kind of wondering, what is the purpose that we're seeking to achieve with the survey? What kinds of things are we looking to achieve? And just as a detail thing, we should get the name and phone number of the respondent, because just having the station call letters may not really help us out a whole lot, I think. Unless that information is someplace else, who the respondent was.
Okay, that's a good point.
So that's very important. And I'm thinking that as I looked at the questions on here, it just kind of seemed to me that there may be some things that, you know, we go immediately from what you like most, what you like least, to concerns and problems about the relationship and whatnot like that, and recommendations or focus for this group. I don't know, I'm thinking that what would be a useful thing maybe to not just limit it to what they think about this group, the task force, doing, but what do you think are the main things that your station would need or would like to have, or you would like to have someone to engage, you know, in the universe? I mean, the challenges that you face. I would like, for example, I may not have a clue about whether or not this group could engage anything pertaining to the national presidential contest that's in front of us. But, and I may not know anything about that, but heck, I could say that one of the things that I would like to have for my station is that we could plug into, you know, some of the national discussion about the presidential elections. Do you see the difference that I'm
well,
trying
to... We did two surveys about that. So I sent out two surveys asking that question.
Okay.
In a different format.
I was just using presidential as an example, but I meant something outside of the scope of that one would ordinarily attribute to a task force that they may not really have an operational perspective on.
Well, Heather, can I ask you a question here?
Yeah.
I'm just, and this is not to dismiss anything you're saying, Campbell. I appreciate your feedback. I just am trying to get a sense of what we're doing here. I actually hung back in terms of sending this out because I thought it would be helpful to have feedback, but I was really encouraged by a number of people to send it out, so I did. So at this point, what are we doing? Because this survey was sent out as asked. So, I mean, at this point...
And you've got responses and everything?
No, but I'm not, you know, but the survey is out. So I'm just confused about what we're doing right now at this meeting, because, you know...
Well, let me just say that, and Campbell, it's great getting your feedback, I agree. But the thing is, this has gone out for a lot, we've been asking for comments on it, and, you know, I know that Ursula and Chris, I've also done a lot of work on it. A lot of the rest of us have done work on it. So I think it's gone out now. So I think we just need to wait and see what kind of response we get. And then the other plan was that we would send this out. We would get the response from the various radio stations, and then those of us on the task force would begin calling some of the folks who hadn't responded. That was the plan. So, Campbell, I mean, maybe we need to just continue thinking about... Sorry, go ahead, Ursula.
Yeah, your point, actually, Campbell, about the name and the contact person is a very good point. That was like a weird oversight on our part. The good news is that because we basically, you know, the stations are so small, I basically will know who got that email at the station, so it's not lost information. But you're right, it's like really kind of... an important thing to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So we have sent it out, but you know, I think we just need to see these responses. And there might be some, you know, like
research, as you know. You know, sometimes you'll get sort of general responses from people. And then there are some stations or some individuals, if you're doing some, you know, interviewing a certain group of people, you want to go back for more in-depth kinds of comments. So my feeling right now is that we need to be cognizant of some of the things that you said, Campbell. We might want to go back with a few of the radio stations and get our general managers and do more of an in-depth kind of thing. So that's one of my suggestions that I'm making right now. But right now we have sent it out. We have Ursula has asked for a lot of comments from people, and basically we wanted to just give an update on what's happening with the survey. We've decided we want to get this done this year, so we're just moving forward on it. But so I apologize if you, Campbell, or some other folks might have wanted to make some more changes, but we've tried to do that for these past few months.
Only comment that I had was that the survey that I was working with was one that, goodness, I think it was like a 4 or 5 page job that, you know, I thought we were looking to send out and to have someone, you know, participate with the respondent on the phone in regard to the survey because it was rather lengthy and I wasn't, you know, I mean, this is a nice approach to, you know, get a very generalized kind of thing, but in a sense it's generalized. It's a satisfaction survey, more, I think, to a greater extent, satisfaction and what would you like us to do more of.
Campbell?
Yeah.
I think there's a misunderstanding here. You're looking at the first of about 7 pages.
Oh, okay.
This thing goes on quite a long time and gets very specific.
Oh, okay. I am mistaken because when I hit the continue button, what happened?
Huh? You came in after Ursula told us that all you need to do is put K test on the top, and they'll throw it out, and then you can continue all the way through it.
Yeah, it just wants you to put a station in.
You came in after that.
And if it rejects K-test because it's...
No, it takes it.
Okay.
Put that in where it says station call letters?
Yeah.
Then it'll let you keep going.
Oh. Well, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just doing that.
As that lady used to say on Saturday Night Live.
Never mind.
Ursula, you're going to get a lot of K tests on there because I've done that too.
That's okay. Well, I think we can just get rid of them. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. So, should we talk about the Gmail account, Ursula?
At the point when there were a number of people who were going to implement the survey once we start calling people, and we just want to make sure at that time that whoever is doing it has a Gmail account, because then you can look at the results. Or if any of you want to see the results of the survey as they add up, all you need is a Gmail account to be able to get into the results. And then if you let me know your Gmail account, I'll add you to the list of people who can access the information. So is there anybody here who does not have a Gmail account or does not know how to do that, or that there's any problem with that?
I hate to say this, but me.
Okay. So, Teresa, I'll do that with you in Houston when I'm down there.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So are there any more comments or questions about the survey?
I guess we should say
that we are going to be looking for folks to be calling the station. And we asked this question at the last meeting, like, who'd be interested? So who on the call, let's just repeat that again. When do you think we'd be doing that, Ursula? Do you have a feel for that?
Um, I think it would be better to wait till I get back from Houston, just because we should probably do a little bit of bureaucracy around how to go about doing it. So how about if we do it in about 2 weeks? Does that sound feasible to everybody? Does that give time, people time to arrange their schedule, to make some time?
To start making calls to stations?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds good. But you can also, at the meeting in Houston, you're probably going to talk with the affiliates about the survey, right?
Well, I will ask them to still fill it out, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that'd be great. So we're just going to be calling the ones who don't fill them out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So are
you going to be in Houston? This is just a suggestion, but it might be useful, Teresa or whoever else is from Houston, to put together a couple of volunteers, and you could help the affiliates who are present fill it out right on the spot during
the course of the We'll try. Maybe at the table we can do that sometimes.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, they're right there. Catch them while they're there.
Yeah.
Great idea, Dina.
This is Kim. Can I just, when is GRC?
Well, the Houston is NFCB, which is...
NFCB, yeah.
It starts on this coming Thursday, a week from today. And it goes through Saturday.
Right.
All right, but that's a great idea. I like that, Dina. That's great. So we'll just wait to hear from you then, Rachel. But I do want to ask who on the call, I think almost everybody on the call said they'd be interested in calling. Luke, I don't know, were you on the call the last time?
No, not the last time.
Would you be interested in calling some of these stations, asking them questions?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. And Kim, you said you would be as well, right?
Yes.
And Dina?
Yeah, I'll do a few.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. So I think I do think that this is a wonderful opportunity for us to get to know some of these other stations. So anyway, we're just going to wait to hear from you, Ursula, okay?
Okay. I guess, you know, the question I have is for those of you who are doing it, do you have a preference as to whether you want to speak to people in your regional area, or does that not matter? I think that one of the reasons we're doing this survey is for the experience for the affiliates task force, as well as, you know, for the survey. And so I would like to know the particular interests of the people doing the survey so we can match it as much as possible. Like if somebody's interested in low power stations or NPR stations or, you know, regional stations, whatever it is, I think this would be the time to specify it because we have a lot to pick from.
I'll take the Native American station.
Okay.
I'll take California.
Okay.
I mean, depending on how much and all that, but, you know.
I'll take the stations that give out gifts if you call them.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a short list, baby. Okay, Kim, California, Heather, Native American.
And may I interrupt for a moment? This is Cynthia Johnson from KPFA. I've volunteered again for the task force because I think it's so exceptional, but I haven't been out. I haven't been involved the last few months, but I'd like to pay attention now. And I didn't get quite what this project was, but it's being in touch. Was it asking for those organizations? No, this is for the radio stations, calling the radio stations to be more in touch.
To check and see whether they've done the surveys and help.
Yeah,
to,
done their surveys.
If they haven't gotten around to it, to actually go through the survey with them. So
okay.
You learn a lot about radio stations.
Yeah, I sure will. Well, I'd like to take a few, perhaps, then in California.
Okay. And I'm sorry, tell me your name again.
Cynthia Johnson, and I'm on the KPFA local station board, 94.1.
You're going to be in Houston, too, right?
What's that again?
Oh, maybe I'm mistaken. For some reason, I thought you were going to go into the conference in Houston.
No, I don't believe so. I'm going to be here at the PNB in Berkeley in July, and I hope you can all come, or some of you can come.
Well, you were at the PNB meeting in, was it Houston?
Briefly in D.C., the
D.C.
first couple days, yeah.
And I saw I met you in D.C., and
yes,
you
I got some faces.
You were on the January Affiliate Task Force meeting conference call.
I've been at
a few.
To a few. Thank you so much, and I appreciate your welcoming or being still including me.
Cynthia, this is Heather. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for joining us, actually, but I just wanted you to know that Ursula has sent out the survey that we've been developing for some time to the radio. She just sent it out. So what we're talking about is making calls to stations that have not yet responded. So that'll be in a couple of weeks or so that we're going to start making some calls to stations. So we were just, you heard that last bit, we're just asking, are there or whatever of stations that you might want to call. So you said California, right?
Yes, I live in Berkeley, and I'm on the KPFA local station board.
Right.
But anything that's available, because I have started to look at the emails now and catching up on things.
Wonderful.
And I'll have the 10 individuals or organizations, et cetera. So,
Important information.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ursula, are you saying the surveys went out to 170 affiliates today to their general managers primarily?
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, one of the reasons I've been holding back is we've been trying to figure out who's missing on the listserv.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as people don't respond, we're going to kind of do it backwards, where if they didn't respond, we'll check and make sure they're on the listserv, because names change so quickly in management that we never know how comprehensive the list is. So,
okay.
But we, you know.
And when will you want us to start calling, do you think?
Well, I think 2 weeks is plenty of time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So
kind of by default, we're also figuring out, you know, who we're not in touch with. That's another thing we'll find out, you know. Because if they don't respond, it might be because they didn't get the survey, and then we'll know that, too. So then we'll know to update the records there.
This is Kim. You don't want to give them two chances, you know, a reminder before making calls?
We can do that. You think it's a good idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think two or three.
Mm-hmm. Two or three. So you want to...
in 2 weeks, you know, and then after a week of that, then make calls.
Okay. All right. We'll do.
So you're going to send it out twice, or what are we doing in a week?
Yeah, we're going to send it out twice.
Do we need to have any instructions before we do this?
Yeah, that's why I want to take care of that after I get back from Houston. Yeah, we should have a few basic kind of instructions on how to approach this, and maybe some basic answers to questions you might get.
So we need to hold a special meeting for that purpose, right?
You could, or we could just provide instructions to the people doing the survey. Do you think a meeting is required?
I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't know.
I'm willing to do it either way, according to what you guys think is the best way.
Well, I guess, does anybody have any comments about that?
Well, maybe a meeting with Ursula wouldn't mind, just even briefly, to say we've all gotten the instructions. This is Cynthia. And then when sort of when we start and have a unified approach or something and feedback.
Okay, well, I'm certainly happy to do a meeting like that if you...
I agree with that. I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
And, you know, and then the other thing is that if we have some comments from people already, if some of the patients have filled out the form, then if you all get a chance to look at them, or we all get a chance to look at them, if there are any glitches or whatever, or, you know, that might be helpful, too. If we have any additional information, it might be helpful when we're making the call. But
one thing that would be very helpful that I would ask you to do now is write to me at ursula@pacifica.org and send me your Gmail address. And that way I can give you access to the survey results.
Ursula, are we going to be on the listserv anytime, either one of them, anytime?
Yeah,
soon?
Well, you know, Teresa was kind enough to remind me right before the meeting that I had promised to do that, so
yeah, for Pacifica Alert and for Grassroots.
Grassroots I can't do because I'm not the manager of that. You have to go to the conference to get on that listserv.
Well, I've seen people nominate others to get on that listserv.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rarely. You just have to, you have to be at one of the conferences.
Well, I have seen people nominated to get on that on the listserv.
Well, if it doesn't work, Campbell, when we go this year, we'll put your name on the list if you were there.
Okay. When is the conference?
I think it's in August. I can look it up. I think it's... as far as Pacific announced, you are on the list.
Oh.
I put you on because Teresa reminded me tonight.
Okay.
And so you will see there's a notice from the group.
Okay.
The GRC is July 26th.
Okay.
Where is it going to be?
Champaign, Illinois. No, Urbana.
Urbana, Illinois, okay.
Yeah.
That's University of Illinois, isn't it?
Yeah.
July 26th, that sounds like the weekend of the PNB meeting.
Right after, I think.
Right after, huh?
Right after. Okay. Well, maybe I can stop by there on my way back.
Mm-hmm. For an extra $500.
No, not $500.
Southwest isn't too bad.
Maybe I'll just hitch a ride back from Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
fine.
So we're going to go on to the next item of the agenda.
Heather, if I could just mention one thing. That I think I don't know what the rest of the questionnaire that I couldn't get to may indicate, but it's very important to be able to get any information, and I don't know if it's included in there, about other major players for the station. The respondent might be able to identify for us, who else do you think we should talk to about thus and so, or who has the history, certainly, of the station, because sometimes you may be talking to someone who's a relative neophyte and they would want to, you know, be helpful in everything, but they may not know a lot about the history that would be significant to know.
All right.
So those are things I think that ought to be included in Ursula's toolkit for giving us instruction.
Okay.
Before we move on for the purposes of the minutes, I do want to go over what people offered to do. I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, Cynthia Johnson offered to call California stations, Kim Kaufman, California stations, Heather Gray, Native American stations, Dina Colbert, and Luke Jones, and Was there anyone else, Ursula, that has offered to do stations, maybe at our last meeting, offered?
Yeah, I had.
Campbell offered. And then me. All right, thank you.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the newsletter, a newsletter update. And so I just wanted to tell everyone that one of the things that we have been looking for is somebody who could do some writing for us. And Ursula identified Diane Reinhart, who's in New York. And Ursula and I had a call with her. When was this, Ursula? It's about a month ago, right, at least.
Yeah.
And so Diane is just the perfect person. She loves Pacifica. She's a retired English teacher. Likes writing poetry and fiction, I think. Is that right, Ursula?
Yeah.
Just really liked the idea of doing this. So she's going to be talking with some of the radio stations and on various sundry topics as things move along. One of the things that we were interested in that I think that Community Radio Networks and other folks all over the country will be interested in is that we have a few community radio stations that have their power generated by alternative energy. We have one station, I think, that has the power generated by water. Another is solar. And do we have a wind station as well? I think we have solar, wind, and water, right? I think that's right, Ursula. In any case, Diane is already working on this. She's already been doing some research, and she's begun to interview folks, I think. So that's going to be our first newsletter, actually, on alternative energy and community radio.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is that just in the past few weeks, we have, as Ursula, now let me step back here. As Ursula mentioned, we have Chris now who is working with Ursula, who has been getting access to the Pacifica Network website. So we're going to be able to put the newsletter up on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to comment about any of that?
Great.
Well, I think the way that it's going to shake down is really that, I mean, when we talk about a newsletter, I think what we're talking about is a regular email that goes out highlighting stories that are in the website. So the newsletter itself, I don't know if you could call it, you know, a newsletter in one thing as one thing, but it's essentially a series of links to stories in the website with summaries of news. So that people see what's happening, and they also, hopefully, some of them are driven to the website itself.
Mm. So, yeah,
And one of the ideas was that one of the things that seems to have emerged in our discussions is that there's a number of different directions that people are interested in, and if you spread that out over the website, there's plenty of room for, you know, any particular interest.
I think, so we're talking about an e-newsletter, but I think one of the things that would really be helpful, some of the creative folks in our network here, to come up with a name for this. You know, maybe Ursula, maybe that's something we should be asking the general managers as well. But something, a name for this newsletter. Does anybody have any ideas on that right now?
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I just want to ask, this is a volunteer position?
Yeah, it's volunteer. We don't have any money for this, not right now anyway. Diane is a writer, but she's also retired, so she has the time and I guess the resources to do this and wants to do it, so that's we're blessed.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any ideas about a name for this or how we should go about getting a name? Should we have a contest or something?
That's a possibility, but I think that For the time being, it could be, you know, just the community messenger.
Community messenger, that sounds great. I like that.
But you put affiliates in the title so that people know that it's about affiliates.
Okay.
Community affiliate messenger.
Too long.
Kind of long,
yeah,
but
I don't know.
Or affiliates community messenger.
I think we have to remember that affiliate is kind of a
loaded word.
It's jargon for that we use.
All right.
But if we're using this as a PR piece, it might not. I mean, affiliate can be any number of things. You know.
Okay.
I'm more I think you might be more concerned about somehow getting the word radio in there.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Community radio messenger.
Community radio messenger. That sounds good.
I think having the word Pacifica in there is also important.
Right.
Exactly
yeah.
what I was thinking, Ken.
Right. I agree, Cynthia.
Ursula, what was the name that we had in the earliest days? Was it Peace, Pax, something?
Pace.
What?
Pace.
And it stood for Pacific Affiliate Community.
No, I don't even remember. Pacifica, I don't know.
I have a comment. I think it would be good to use the term network, and I don't think we need to use the term community. But it would be nice if we focused on the fact that, you know, we're serving the network station.
So, are you talking about Radio Network Messenger?
What about Pacifica Network Messenger?
Pacifica Network Messenger?
That's good.
Because we're also hoping in this newsletter that we'll get some news and information also from Pacifica Station.
Well, I think we should put it out there and let people come up with some names.
Another thought is that we can just call it Pacifica Network Newsletter and think of a little slogan to put underneath that, like, you know, idea exchange from the far reaches of community radio or something like that.
I'm sorry, excuse me, this is Ankina. I came in a few minutes, but I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay.
My apologies. We're recording editing, so I couldn't. And we're doing a fun drive, so stay busy at the station.
Well, we don't do to keep busy. But anyway, so I propose that Heather and Ursula think of our suggestions and go with it.
I just want to ask you all, if we do send out something, say this is a suggested name for this, if we send it out to the general manager, we could send it out to the Pacifica stations as well, those the general manager, but just maybe just by asking their ideas on what to call this, perhaps give some ownership to the process as well. So it's worth a try, I think. So, anyway, I want to thank everyone for these great ideas. So we have a draft email to go out to the general managers about this newsletter that we'd like to get out this week. So I guess we need to talk about whether or not we want to include something about ideas for what we want to call it as well. Are people still on the call? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're here.
All right, so the other thing is that at one of the previous meetings, we have asked folks to, in their areas actually, to come up with names of contacts that
we're walking into the
of people we would send the newsletter to. as well as local press, because the intention is also to come up with press releases about what's happening within the network. So can we talk about that, or has anybody been thinking about that? I've got to put this out on the table here. If we could, like in the next month, if we could start getting some contacts from some of you all, that would be great.
Okay. Good.
Is that possible?
I'm sorry, what did you ask? I was just...
Well, Kim, we are wanting to expand our list of contacts. The intention ultimately, there's some noise in the background, I don't know where it's coming from. Did someone mute their phone? Our intent with this is to share information with all the networks, of course, but also to go beyond our listening audience. But one of the things, in order to do this, we want to begin getting listing of local press and our various communities, some email addresses, some of the local press, and also a contact list of who folks on our task force would like to get this information in their communities.
Point of personal privilege.
For this newsletter?
Yeah, for the newsletter.
I would say let's give it a couple of dry runs before we start sending it to the press and all that stuff.
That sounds reasonable, too.
Mm-hmm.
A point of personal privilege.
Yeah.
I want you to know I've lost electricity here. We just had a little thunderstorm and probably some sort of tree branch hit a line or something. So if you hear scratchiness, that's because I'm on my landline. And I will have to kind of reconstruct some of my minutes. So if I sound a little confused, it's because I don't have my computer in front of me. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
I want to ask about expanding our list, though. Does anybody else, is this something that folks would be willing to do or could do?
Sure.
Okay, sure,
great.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who do we send it to?
But what do you want on that list? It's not just the name of a newspaper. I mean,
no,
I could say the New York Times, but I mean, it would go in the waste paper basket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who is it we want to? What is the audience? Who is the editor for that audience?
If you have, like some of your local black press.
The New York Times is my local paper.
All right, so I'm thinking about local black press, or grassroots press, or other community radio stations, or other radio stations in your area would be good as well that we could send information to.
But within any newspaper or magazine, you have to address it to a specific editor.
Yeah,
otherwise,
no, that's
it
true.
Doesn't go anywhere.
That's right. So is that something people could do? Some local editors and or assignment editors, their email addresses. Do some of you already have this information?
I have a list.
Yeah, I have a sizable list as well. But I have a listing for most of the black press in the South. I've got the listing of NNPA, the National Newspaper Publishers Association. I've got a sizable list here for the, but my list is mostly in the South, and then I have also a list of international press too. I mean, I'm going to be using all of this for this.
Yeah.
But what we need to beef up our grassroots networks and local press. In our various networks around the country. That's what we need.
I would like to say something, Teresa, for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
Campbell.
I'm a little bit confused. Are we trying to better serve our 170 affiliates? Are we trying to reach all kinds of other people and do everything for everyone? I'm a little confused as to what our purpose is here.